fashion t-shirt, stupid bloody Tuesday man. You've been a naughty boy, you let your face grow long.
Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And so let's get started. And according to that digital clock here in WMFO, it is 11:04 p.m. And you are listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank. And Chuck Yu has joined me, so I'm going to put him on the mic in just a moment. But let me get started with what's going on this evening. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. And as you maybe can tell, this is Kirsten sitting in for Belinda. And Belinda has set up the bar of this show super, super high. As we like to say, super high. It is two of the funniest hours, silliest hours that you can hear on radio. Two of the silliest hours that you can shake your stick at. And she has been double dog daring you since I've been listening, I think, for quite some time now. It's always super fun to come onto this show. And I have to say, I'm thrilled to be on this show this evening. And anytime that I get the opportunity to come on and host for this show, I take a lot of time and I put my set together and I think about the radio obituaries. But really, what comes to my mind before anything is, what am I going to wear? I mean, this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. So, you know, this is a little like WMFO's Saturday Night Live, wouldn't you say, Chuck? So coming on board here and hosting and being a guest host, that's super important. So I really had to think about what I'm going to wear, and I'm going to start with some ideas. You can tell me what you think, and then I'm going to put Chuck on the mic and see what he thinks. So with no further ado, let's see what the Bubbles in the Think Tank wardrobe looks like tonight.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water.
Guess there isn't any more.
I'll walk all over you.
To dance.
Juan, sabemos bailar.
Follow you anywhere.
Ooh, baby.
baby, 'cause we're going out tonight. You better wear some boxing gloves, girl, in case some fool might wanna fly. Put on your high heel sneakers and your wig hat on your head. Did you hear what I said now? Put on your high heels, make a mama, yeah, and your wig hat on your head. Uh-huh. Well, I'm pretty sure, sweet darling, I'm pretty sure you're gonna knock on my door. Getting good, might wanna fight. Oh yeah. Well, put on your high heel sneakers, honey, and your wig hat on your head now. I said, put on your high, put on your high, put on your high heel sneakers. I'm really pretty sure, mama, you're gonna really knock them dead. Put on your high heel sneakers and your wig hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers, mama, and your wig hat on your head. You hear what I said? I'm pretty sure, sweet honey, I'm pretty sure you're gonna knock on my door. Well, put on your high heels sneakers and your wig on your head, down your head. You hear what I said? I said, put on your high heels sneakers, your wig and on your head, your hair on your head. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure, sweet darling, I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty sure you're gonna knock.
Stays up late. I want a girl with to talk when she borrows my pen. She wants a car.
Okay, well, I am joined in the station here by Chuck Yu.
A.K.A. Not the Little Booth. It's not working. Hey, we clear up this mic and it's not working.
Maybe you're on the other mic 4.
The other mic 4? That says mic 4.
Let's see.
That says mic 4.
See, this was my trick. This was my evil plan. Hey, Chuck, why don't you hang out here and talk on the mic for a bit, and then... Well, you're going to have to share this mic with me now.
Yeah, well, we can do it like this, but
yeah,
we're both slightly off mic. But, you know, the technology being what it is, we set up mic 4 and one of the faders here, and it doesn't want to work in that fader, even though it says it is. It mutes the speakers, but it doesn't turn the mic on.
Did we set that up?
I set that up. But it says mic 4. You can see I set it up.
It does say mic 4.
Yeah, but it doesn't want to go there. We could try moving it to another fader later, but maybe. Let's not worry about the technology, because actually, at this time, so I like to refer to my alter ego. I am Not Belinda.
Hello, Not Belinda.
But you're Not Belinda, too.
I am Not Belinda, but I'm not Belinda. I'm also not Chuck.
But you're worried about your wardrobe on radio. I'm curious about that.
Oh, Leia, let's not think too deeply about that. I think it's all about the gestalt of prepping for Belinda's show and making sure that I've got all of my ducks in a row. It's not enough just to have a good playlist or to know the radio obituaries. I need to look the part. Not that I've met Belinda in person, but I'm still trying to look the part. So, I mean, I've got all kinds of wardrobe options here, right? I've got a bikini, I've got boots, I've got a mini skirt, and... there's more fun to be had, more silliness, more wardrobe.
Well, there's a request from Lady Di, who joins me sometimes when I'm filling in the show, my darling wife. She suggested a leopard skin pillbox hat.
Well, I think that a leopard skin pillbox hat is the perfect thing to go with, maybe. Some bell bottoms.
On WM4 in Medford.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
Got rusted. You know the angels wanna wear my red shoes. I was sitting there all alone. I was praying you would come home. I was listening to an old blues song.
Okay, well, there you have it. The wardrobe continues. And boy, am I glad that Chuck, you stopped by, because I'm putting him to work. He's answering the phones and he's taking requests and he's going to entertain you while I find one of these requests. What do you have
and
to say,
Chuck? I even have my own mic now. We worked out that technical issue, so we both have our own mics, and that's helpful, so we're not tripping over each other while one's talking and the other is working on finding requests. We have Diane's request ready to go, and Chris from Strike the Box checked in and he had another nice wardrobe request, which is coming up shortly. And I'm Chuck Yu, I guess, right now, instead of not Belinda, because this is how being introduced and how I am, and we all know that anyway. It's a split personality kind of thing. We're having fun here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and hopefully you're having fun up there, especially at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. We don't have
Can
that
we
up
also
here.
Just put out a really, really gracious thank you for everybody who has donated for this show. I think this show really floats the station. Belinda has really got such a fan club out there, and you really showed the love. And so it's really so appreciated that you show the love every week by signing in and listening in and doing the whole fan page and
the donations.
And then you opened up your wallet. So
now some of us tried to open up our wallets, but the donation page has been having some kind of malfunctions, and it's been a little challenging to make the donation. So they ask you to donate, but then they make a challenge for you to make the donation. So hopefully we'll get that technical issue resolved. So if you tried to donate and couldn't get through, as I have,
try again, because people have been successful. So thank you. And this
determination, you have to be determined to donate.
determination is what has gotten a couple of requests. So we're going to start with leopard skin pillbox hat
on WMFO in Medford.
Skin pillbox head. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Jump on it sometime. Yes, I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind. You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, if you wanna see the sunrise,
that this is what you were asking for.
Here comes Lily, just a blowing up top with a pretty black skirt and a long black socks. I'm so glad that Lily's here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me.
she was. She had the nerve to ask me if I planned to do her any harm. So look here, I put her on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. Something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love her. Rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. You feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then,
little bikini.
Shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off a sailman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all his sport clothes, like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Ooh, that suit's pure hair and bone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you feature the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
And I'm gonna let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice? Ooh, them buttons are solid gold.
Ooh, you made a deal, so.
Ooh, that collar's pure camel hair.
Ooh, well, you can just set that right there on that chair. And you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but your
credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ooh, ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain. Ooh, pure, pure herringbone.
But that's a suit you will never own.
Lord have mercy. I got a good job sweeping up every day.
Mentioned just a few moments ago, it felt like just a few moments ago, that I feel like Bubbles in the Think Tank is the Saturday Night Live of WMFO. So let's hear some Saturday Night Live.
Hey, look who I found, boss.
Oh, boy. You two boys are hard to track down, huh? Almost as if you were avoiding me. Now, why would that be?
Listen, we're going to get you $20,000 back, Gianni, all right?
Okay, all right.
You know, we just need a little more time.
Got it. That's what you said a month ago, okay? I'm tired of being jerked around by you two guys, okay? You're making me look bad.
All right, where are you?
We'll
have it by tomorrow, okay? I promise, all right? Can we go?
You're not going anywhere.
You can't just make us stay here.
Oh, I think we can.
Whoa. Okay. Can we just talk about this, please?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to take a little break. Tonight's feature performer is coming right up.
Time's up, Cinderellas. It's midnight and the boss needs his money.
Yeah. So tell me how we're going to make that happen, huh?
My name is Jonathan Cummins. And this song is called Space Pants. Begin transmission.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for...
My pants! Boys and girls, I think you'll find that my pants will blow your mind. Look at my pants with the eyes in your face. My legs are covered in outer space. Space pants! Space pants! I am wearing space pants!
What is this? Oh, I'm sorry. Is what's going on up there more interesting than what's going on right here? Kind of.
Space pants! Space pants! My pants are space pants! Do you see my pants? No way, you missed them! My pants are a tour of the solar system!
You know what? Stop wasting my time, okay? We got a problem here, all right? And I want to hear a solution.
Let's go, gentlemen. Start talking.
I'm sorry. It's just kind of hard to focus with that guy screaming about his space pants.
When I say space, you say pants. Space.
What?
When I say space pants, you say our intergalactic space pants. Space pants.
Our intergalactic space pants. Huh?
Yes.
Look, they just stalled. Boss, let me take him out back and teach him a lesson right now.
Wait, look. Okay, we don't have your money, but we have something that's worth a lot more than $20,000.
All right, I'm listening.
Hey, you there in front, stop talking during my song. It's very rude. Now joining me on stage for my grand finale is my extremely close friend, Gwen Stefani. Gentlemen, I'm happy to report my friend Gwen Stefani is wearing space shorts.
People on Earth hear what I say. My shorts are from a galaxy far, far away. Asteroids, comets, meteors. My shorts won't show where more shorts go by before. Space shorts.
Space shorts.
Space pants.
Space pants.
A space short.
So you want to hear about what I have to say?
Okay, well, there you have it. I feel like I have filled up my closet and we've got the wardrobe. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. This is Kirsten subbing for Belinda. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. So again, I am so happy to be sitting here. Thank you, Belinda, for letting me sub this evening. I will say, that being said, I know. It's going to sound like a little bit of a pity party, but I actually got sick this week. And so I was not feeling particularly well on Wednesday and Thursday, but I seem to be making a recovery. But before I go into the radio obituaries, I think that SQ Reader probably says it best.
Somebody call the doctor, 'cause I got the flu.